Still learn a lot about the town and certainly a lot about the school, and even more specifically, a lot about these kids. I mean, you learn more about them every day as you just have, you know, interactions with them throughout the halls or teachers, and you see the kind of things they're doing in class.
Have there been any major curriculum or fiscal or administrative changes in this first year?
I think that was a goal going into it, was not to have any major changes. We've obviously had had some staffing changes just with retirements, and we've reshuffled teachers, but that's really, I think, a sign of the time with the economy. And like I said, Alaska is not hit nearly as hard as far as educational standards as the rest of the lower 48 is. Just we're very fortunate to be as stable as we are.
And what did you do before you came to Petersburg?
Before Petersburg, I was down in Portland, Oregon, and spent 7 or 8 years there. And I was in West Portland at a larger school. I was in dean of students for a couple of years, and then I was a teacher teaching life sciences inside for a public school. We had about 1,800 kids while I was there. I was raised in a small logging community outside Corvallis, Oregon, which is where Oregon State's at. So I just went. It was just an after move, so I went to Oregon State University, Bachelor of Science, and it was in biology, and then had a little bit of business. I got a minor in business. I always liked the business aspect, which I think has served me well in this type of role, where you are balancing not just knowledge, but also kind of a business aspect of managing it's not really a corporation, but it's a group of people working for a common goal. And then from there, I moved around. I did my master's degree in Eugene. Like I said, I worked a lot in Portland. I got my administrative license up in Portland. So I hit a lot of different areas and different types of communities in Portland, and work with pretty diverse group of kids there, from, you know, real upper-end kids into some homeless children. So worked kind of all across the spectrum.
And how many years have you been a teacher?
I taught for just about 10 years. So this would be my 11th year in education, I guess. But as a teacher and dean, I did that for about 9.5 years total. I think when I first started teaching, you get so focused on teaching that being a principal sounds like the worst possible job, because it's not daily interaction with kids, and it's kind of more responsibility, and I really enjoyed working with the kids. But as I got older, recognized, I think, having a greater impact where you can really feel like you have a positive effect on more people is to kind of move up the ladder, and I really have enjoyed, you know, being a principal. I wasn't sure I would like it, and so I was able to do that special assignment with the dean of students, and that really opened my eyes and saw, wow, I really do enjoying it. It's not as much daily contact with kids, but you get to see them in a different light and work with a different group of kids, so I have enjoyed it.
How do you feel about Petersburg so far?
Petersburg, it's been great. It's been a good move. We wanted to get out of the big city. Like I said, I was raised in the country, and we had the farm animals and had the full thing going. So I enjoyed the big city and having everything right at your fingertips, but I knew it wasn't really how I was made. And as my kids are getting older, I wanted to give them kind of an experience where they're safer. They were spending more time at home and less time, you know, with a lot of bright lights and big city and malls. So Petersburg's been great to us this year. I really enjoyed it, especially the school. From a parent standpoint, my daughter's having a great time in second grade. She's wrapping up here also this week. And my son just loves being outside. He loves the water, and we do more laundry with him now with the mud and the splashing and puddles. But so my family's doing well. We're enjoying it, and that's why we made the move. It's been good.
Do you want to say anything more about your first batch of kids graduating?
Yeah, I mean, the first class is always kind of a special one, because you feel like you really do feel like you learned so much from them. They were kind of the teachers for me. A couple things as I close out this year is, one is, like I said, all the kids, especially some of those kids I've had, there's a group of five that have been on ASB all year, and those were the kids I worked real closely with. So it really, I'm excited for them, and it's kind of sad to see that group move on, because, like I said, those have been some of the kids I've worked the closest with. So I'm happy for them, and congratulations to them. But like I said, there's definitely kind of you kind of feel a little parental connection as you see your kids leaving the nest a little bit. So I'm excited for where they're going there. And then just finishing up my first year, the superintendent always tells me that the second year is a lot easier. And so I believe there's been so many kind of learning curves this year that it has been, it's been a great year. It really has been a great year, but it's also been a lot of learning, a lot of watching. And so I'm excited next year as the whole administrative team has gotten their feet on the ground to, move forward a little bit more with more confidence now, seeing what a full year looks like. So that's good.